Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Snap to Mertz, looking, sets, throws left side, end zone, caught, touchdown Wisconsin, Keyontez Lewis, deep left corner of the end zone, and the Badgers are within one with 2:04 remaining.
Welcome everybody to the second edition of the Behind the Rails podcast this week. I am your host, Travis Miller of hammerandrails.com. And with me, as always, is one of Purdue's all-time greats as a running back, Corey Sheets. And Corey, we get Wisconsin this week. And let's be honest, how much would you have liked to run behind that Wisconsin offensive line?
Hey, honestly, I was happy with my line. They was some big guys. And I don't know if a few of them went on to play in the NFL, but I love my guys. So
there you go.
I just wish I could have got the opportunity to run more behind them. It was few and far between.
Yeah, and you still had a 1,000-yard season, and that, yeah, I remember your senior year was really good. So
in the words of the new kids, I'm him.
But as we were saying here in the pre-show, it's Wisconsin. We know what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball.
attempt to run the ball.
Attempt to run the ball, yes.
Because I think our front seven will shut that down, and they're going to have to resort to the air. And I don't feel like they're too confident there.
I tend to agree with you there, because Graham Mertz, I was talking with the Wisconsin SB Nation site, Bucky's Fifth Quarter, this week. And Mertz has been up and down, and he only had 133 yards last week against the Michigan State secondary, which is probably the worst pass defense in the Big Ten. So they were not able to throw very much last week, and now they get Purdue that is a little bit feast or famine through the air. But, yeah, they're not having a lot of confidence in their quarterback right now.
Yeah, and then especially with our coaches seemingly having confidence in our running game, they might not know what's coming for them.
Absolutely, because it's nice to be able to mix things up. And I felt like the Nebraska game was probably the best balance we have had all season long offensively, don't you?
Agreed. I mean, it literally was. I think it kind of went through 35, 40 passes.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 40 to 50 rushes.
Yeah, Maccabee had 30 carries alone. I can't remember the last time we had one guy get 30 carries in a game might have been you.
No.
If I'm going to be honest.
I don't think I ever carried the ball 30 times. And guys, that's true. I mean, blowouts, they would have told me if it was going well, they would have gave it to the backup more.
Yeah.
It was dumbfounding. I don't understand that. But anyway, I'm hashable wounds.
Hey, y'all, we got to take a break right now to pay for some stuff. So we will be right back after this ad.
The Behind the Rails podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports, concerts, events, with the first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for each league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all of your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, that is BLEAV50. To receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
But yeah, it's like Maccabee's come along, and that's going to be interesting, because Wisconsin usually has a pretty strong defense, and this year they're good. They're not up to Wisconsin standards. They're ninth in the Big Ten in rushing. They are seventh in passing, so they're kind of middle of the road when they're usually at the top of the league, and that's a very good sign, I think, for us.
I mean, Plus, I feel like we're on like a little hot streak. Mm. Everybody's coming together. Injuries are being healed. Guys are getting in shape. A few guys are finally seeing that they can handle college football, and they're starting to get comfortable. And when that happens and a team gels, great things happen.
So are you seeing more of a comfort level with Maccabee then? I mean, I'm gonna trust you since you're the running back here, man.
I mean, for me personally, I was nervous before every game, but more so those first 9 games, my redshirt freshman year. But that game that I started, I was calm because it's like, this is my spot. Whatever I do, they're going to love. But after like a few carries, I started realizing like, I'm the man. Like, they don't even got nobody behind me, so I can do whatever. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. And fortunately enough, it worked that day. So yeah. If Maccabee can have one of those epiphany moments to where the guy he's looking behind him and is a senior, a guy that they're not too confident with, and then him, hey, just try shit. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't.
Yeah.
But if it does, the payoff can be so grand, you might be able to overshadow what I did.
I do think you're seeing that with him, because I mean, he went for 178 yards. I'm trying to think of the last time we had a guy go over 150. It's been a while. I'd have to look it up, but he definitely had a lot of confidence, and I think he showed it in that first run against Nebraska, where he just kind of got that pitch and he took it 10 or 15 yards and just set the tone. Really, when you do that on the first play of the game, that has to help.
I mean, yeah, unless the other team know that, yeah, I'm gonna be here all day. But it's more so the second and third hit that sets in, because anybody could blow their load on the first pop. And then you might not never come to that moment again, but you're still thinking about that first pop. It's when a guy is bringing it second, third, and fourth carry, 5 carries. Man, if he get 2 carries in a row, and the first carry, the hit is as impactful as the second. I mean, the second one is impactful as the first. And you're starting to see something like, all right, it's the third quarter, and this guy's still hitting me the same way he was hitting me in the first quarter. That's when the defense starts to thinking about how they're going to tackle you. That's when they start arm tackling. So the more you got them thinking about whatever hit you put on them in the second or first or whatever quarter it may have been, the better it is for you as a runner. Maccabee can deliver those blows as equally as the first and the third and the fourth. Oh, man, watch out.
Yeah, and I did look it up here as you were talking there. His rushing total against Nebraska last week, the highest since Markell Jones went for 217 in the 2017 bucket game against Indiana. So like you said, he was delivering that hit, that first hit, that second, that third, that fourth. And he was just consistent all night long. He didn't break a big one, but he was constantly getting 8-9 yards a carry, and that's huge with Purdue's offense.
What was his longest?
I think it was only like 16. It was not very long.
Hmm. What's his height and weight?
Let's see. I am bringing that up right now.
I know you got it in front of you, so I would look it up myself.
Okay, he is 6'195".
Oh, wow.
And his longest carry was 18 yards against Michigan. He had a 17-yard catch, too. So longest carry is 18 yards out of 30. That's pretty consistent there. I like that.
I mean, yeah, as long as you got a bunch of 10, 12, 11s, maybe some 7s in there, 8s. It's like them 8-yard runs, 7-yard runs are more impactful than a 17-yard run, because something like that could be like, oh, I missed assignment. dude mm-hmm. was he slanted when he should have looped or whatever. But like if you constantly stinging him for 7-8 yards a carry, now we run, you get 7 yards. And I was 2nd and 3 opposed to 2nd and 6, 2nd and 4. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you're constantly stinging them for them 7-8 yards, those are way more statements than them big runs, because anybody can blow their load. But that consistency, and that was one thing I was good at. It was the consistency. I sting them for 6-7 yards of carry. And so if McAfee can develop that, oh, wow. I mean, I can't wait. I hope we get some linemen to block for this man.
And that's what is critical in Purdue's offense, because you hit that 2nd and 2, 2nd and 3, and Brom likes to be able to throw deep there on the deep ball. I mean, that's what you want to do in football. And then, oh, okay, we didn't connect on the deep ball. Well, it's still 3rd and 2. We can convert this with another 7-8 yard run. There we go.
Exactly. So it's from the OC told me I have a bigger package for 2 and 4. Opposed to 2 and 8. And it made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, so if I get to 2 and 4, then he's going to give me the ball more.
There you go.
That's how it translated in my mind. I know when my carry is going to come in. Hey, whenever we get a first down, I know they're going to give me the ball because they're trying to have more downs to throw. Cool. I get my yards. They get their throws in. Everybody's happy.
Oh, that's true. He's got 3 yards to go to catch your biggest game, because according to the media guide here, your best game was 180 against Oregon in your senior year.
Oh, man, I should have been 200.
Well, you went for 80 on the first play.
Man, if they had given me the ball a couple, like two times, and two, matter of fact, they didn't give me one time, because I was so hot that day. As mind you, you said I went for 80 on the first play. Minus that, I still go for a buck.
There you go. But yeah, it's an interesting game, and I think that's also another big factor. I think when it comes to Wisconsin is, like you said, they run the ball. That's what they want to do. We know what's coming at us. If you can have that running game, you keep theirs on the sideline. And they don't grind you down. And especially with a quarterback like Mertz, who is up and down at most, you want him to play from behind. You want him to be throwing. Would you like to take a guess as to how many completed passes he had against Purdue last year?
I'm going to say 12.
5.
Damn, I was trying to give him some. Hoping he threw for 35 times. Maybe he completed 12 of them.
He completed 5 passes last year against Purdue. 2 of the completions were early, like first half long, 3rd and long conversions. So that meant the entire second half he was handing off to his big running backs the whole game. That's it. He was 5 of 8. He only attempted 8.
Damn. I mean, hey, his QB rating is good, don't you say? I don't know the percentage on that, but it got to be pretty high.
So, yeah, you know, and he was able to do that because they won the game by 17 points and they ran for 300 yards.
You know what's crazy? I always knew we was playing a good team. That if they got up on us, I was never going to see the ball. which was always baffling to me. It was like, I'm one of your best ball carriers, if not the best ball carrier.
Uh-huh.
Why do I only get handed the ball standing next to the quarterback? Never understood that. And that was literally everywhere I went. When I was in high school, it was the same. When I went up to Canada, I got 1 play. No, 2. Toss, slash, that's it. It was a variation of that every single time.
Yeah, and look what happened when they gave you the ball. You were the Grey Cup MVP.
Now imagine if there was some creativity in giving me the ball.
And that was with one less down every drive. That was with one less down to do.
Yeah. It was crazy. I used to average carrying the ball like 15 times a game.
Uh-huh.
If I carried the ball 15 times a game, at least we won. No exaggeration, no lie. You look this up. It's crazy. I didn't realize until I was watching the game when I was hurt and the announcer said it. And I started thinking about it like, shit, man, when they give me the ball, offense flows. And that was the same thing at Purdue. Like, I used to scream to the coach, like, give me the ball. It flows better when y'all give me the ball. And he was like, we do run the ball. They're not listening. I said, give me the ball.
Well, your senior year was only the fourth best rushing season in school history with 1,131 yards. So,
man, and I sat out a game, and they gave it. They tried to get a backup the ball more than me on a lot of occasions.
Yeah, it is crazy, man, and that's just what Wisconsin wants to do. The way I've described them over the years is they're gonna run behind a big line. Occasionally they'll play action pass, and every once in a while they'll throw in a jet sweep. You know what's coming, and we lost 15 in a row knowing what's coming. So, I mean, I can go through and mention, you know, both the backs from last year are still on the roster. Braylon Allen is their top guy, 757 with 8 touchdowns. Chez Malusi, 223 in a score. He was over 100 last year too. He might be out because I think they said he's got a bit of a wrist injury, but I mean, it's Nebraska, or not Nebraska, it's Wisconsin. They've got somebody that can be that backup.
You know, it's crazy. We were talking about a lot about running, but I think our defense got this. This is one of those games where the coaches is going to be in their ass. Like, hey, Nebraska, they do this and that. And then prior to sign, I mean, you're 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to be 6-2? Defense, if y'all play y'all asses off, not even the defense, if that box, front 7, front 8, plays their ass off, we win.
And I tend to agree with you, and this is an encouraging stat. We have not given up a 100-yard rusher this year. Which,
I mean, you could say that the last few years. Yeah, like, if Purdue's defense has been shutting the running game down for a while with stupid plays in the air.
Well,
we might not have to worry about this week.
That would be nice. And we have not given up even 50 yards to a running back this year, which I think is even more incredible, honestly.
I mean, I haven't been too impressed with any of their running backs. That one guy at Penn State, but I can't remember his name. He showed some flashes, but
yeah, Penn State's had 3 guys go for 31, 31, and 30. Indiana State, you can just throw that one out. Syracuse, we held Tucker, their top guy, to 42 on 18 carries.
What did the quarterback run for?
He ran for 83. Yeah, the most rushing yards we've given up was 94 to the Florida Atlantic quarterback.
The quarterback ran for 83 yards.
Yeah. And then the next week, the Florida Atlantic quarterback ran for 94. I do think that, you know, there is a small asterisk there because we did not face Minnesota's Mo Ibrahim, who's really, really good. He did not play against us, but I mean, I'm liking these rushing totals right now, man. We're holding most teams under 100 yards, and that's fantastic.
What's Wisconsin quarterback rushing yards looking like? Oh, I mean, he's mobile.
He is not mobile.
We need O'Connell back there.
He's at minus 12 yards rushing for the season. So,
oh man.
And of his 27 carries, 13 have been sacks. So he's only actually taken off 14 times.
Wow.
It'll be interesting. And this is not your typical Wisconsin team. They've that when they've won, they won in a blowout, but they've the three teams they've beaten are, you know, not good. Northwestern, New Mexico State, and I think it's Illinois State.
Wow.
Which Illinois State, coached by your defensive coordinator, Brock Spatz.
Never liked that guy.
Now, see, I know that people wanted him to take over when Tiller left, though.
I probably wouldn't have minded that, but never liked that guy.
So what was it like when you played at Wisconsin? I know it's a different road venue. You got to jump around. They usually have a really good crowd. Just what was it like up there?
I only remember playing there once, I think. But it was my redshirt freshman year, and it was crazy. It was loud. That was probably like my only moment where I was like, oh my God, like this is the Big Ten. Other than that, it was just another game to me, to be honest with you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And that, I mean, that's what they got to treat it as. I don't think that they can get too overwhelmed by it. I don't think you can take them for granted. But at the same time, I think there's got to be a little bit of edge of, okay, we got to finally get past these guys. And, you know, we got to prove ourselves a little bit. 15 games in a row to one opponent. That's a lot.
I mean, yeah, that's a big number. But like I was telling you before, we're more focused on the 5 in a row. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for. Get 5 in a row. You're on to the next school.
I think another thing that is kind of an underrated factor is the last 2 years, this team has been pretty damn good away from home. They've won 7 out of, I think, 10 games away from home in the last 2 seasons, which is very impressive. I mean, I know last year we won 5 games away from home. It was the first time we had done that since 1943. And that caught, yeah.
Is it, were either one of us a lot alive then?
No. Hey, how old do you think I am?
I mean, that was a joke. It was a joke. You caught it.
That was before my mom was even born. Damn.
It's like my mom was 2.
But anyway, it's like this team just seems to have some confidence playing on the road. And even a couple of the losses that they had there, I mean, you throw out the Ohio State game last year because that's Ohio State, but they're right there with Syracuse. They went toe-to-toe with Notre Dame last year. And this team just, I don't think much shakes them when they're playing away from home.
I mean, you absolutely right on that. Plus, I also think they have the – I'm not sure what to call it, but they don't really have to worry about the big play in the air with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually where they struggle at. Mm-hmm. So having that on your side, I feel like the chances are going to be very high that they're going to win. And I was a betting man. I'd put it all on Purdue this week.
That's why you gotta shut that run down, because that's what Wisconsin does. They run, they run, they run. Then they set up for that big play on the play action. And when you're stacking the box, and I know we'd be susceptible to that, but you slow them down, man. I'm trying not to get too confident because this is Wisconsin, man. But man, you're getting me confident, man. I like that.
I mean, tell me why you're not. I mean, look everywhere. Where are we the downside?
The only reason I'm not confident is that 15 game losing streak to Wisconsin, and I've seen this movie before.
And you worry about some old shit.
That's why I don't play.
we're talking about this season. We worry about last season, COVID. Something was going on, but. It's cold in Wisconsin. I don't know if COVID was up there.
I guess the final question is, this is the last game before the bye week. How nice is that to get the win before that week off?
Oh, man, it's great, because it's like you won 2 weeks in a row even though you didn't play. Last time I played, we won. So it's bye week or not.
And you can put your feet up and watch everybody else play too. Be like, yeah, why don't you guys knock yourself out this week? All right.
You're absolutely right on that.
All right. Well, I think we can start bringing this in for a landing. So what's your pick and score predict on Saturday?
Ooh, you hit me with a conundrum with the score. We've been putting up numbers. I'm going to say 35-14.
Oh, a 21-point win in Madison. That would be emphatic.
Yeah, I'm going to call it 35-14.
Yeah, that would be emphatic. That would get us into the top 25 because we are currently 26th. We are that first team out of the polls. So get that W this week, and we even get to go in the bye week ranked.
And I'm going to say Sheffield going to have a game.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Sheffield, he had 2 touchdowns this past week, but he's kind of floating in and out, and we could use him to have a game too.
If he put 2 in a row, I feel like this would be his coming out. Like, yeah, I can do this on a regular basis. I don't gotta be shy no more.
Mm-hmm. Because
once you start seeing a guy dance on the field, start putting spin moves, he's starting to get more confident. He's starting to feel like you can't tackle me, so I could do this, I could do that.
He is coming off of his best game of the year, 5 for 70 and 2 scores.
I'm calling this. This is going to be Sheffield game ball.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I can get behind that. Let's see. Is this best game of his career? 5 for 72 scores? And he had an 8 for 48 last year and a score at Iowa. So, yeah. I think it was his career high in yardage. Yeah, it was his career high in yardage last week, too. So,
I mean, shoot, let's think. Right? Sheffield 10 catches?
Ooh. I can get behind that. I think we can make that happen.
10 catches, 2 more TDs.
For about 130? Yeah, I would agree with that, yes.
Yeah, that'll work perfectly. Come on, Chef, if you listen to this, hey, we need 10 out of you.
All righty, well. For Corey and myself, Travis Miller of HammerandRails.com, this has been the Behind the Rails podcast. We will be back next week, hopefully, talking about a 1-game winning streak over the Wisconsin Badgers as we go into the bye. So for that, we thank you for listening, and boiler up.
BTFU.
The Behind the Rails podcast is brought to you by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.